Leave the rest, cause you're riding with the best. This right here is proven for success. So rule three.
Welcome to the Rule 3, the Breakdown Edition.
There's nothing you can do, so just to rule three. System will make you feel brand new.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host. I'm Too Legit. I am joined by the man who spends all day behind the mic. Rock.
That's
what's going on, man?
Not much. How you doing?
Pretty good.
This great Memorial Day week.
First show was fun. Talked NBA Finals.
We did. We talked about Monday Afternoon Blues.
Yeah,
we'll name it differently. We don't want to be too mean on people from the weekend.
Gotcha.
So, Dummies of the Week is, you know, even better.
I like that one.
Joseph Randle, Dummies of the Week.
Joseph Randle's Dummy of the Week.
Yeah.
Although, so, I'm going to turn it into something else. Football season's coming
Greg
up.
Greg Hardy. We'll figure out
some. The Dallas Cowboys players.
Hey, watch your
mouth. Hey, man, listen to all the people you're naming. All Cowboys at one point.
And one of them was a Panther when it happened.
Yeah.
I'll just point it out.
Speaking of Panthers, Julius Peppers, pretty excited about that.
Oh, yeah, the 55-year-old. No,
hey,
I'm just kidding.
Hey, man.
Hey, listen.
If he gets 10 sacks this year, plays quarter of the snaps, I'll be all right.
I am proud to say I got to play against Julius Peppers in high school, so I'm good with that. All right.
Hope he didn't play offensive line.
He was a freshman at Southern Nash High School. I was at Northern. I was a senior in high school when he was playing as a freshman. And he killed us. I'm just saying that. The biggest guy on both sides of the field, playing tight end and linebacker.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you're the best player, you always, it's like Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah. It's like watching LeBron back in high school.
Played wide receiver.
Yeah.
He was an all-state wide receiver in Ohio.
That's right. He was, because they always talk about
he could be a tight end in the league right now, blah, blah, blah. Anyways.
Well, think about it. You could have him and Kevin Love play quarterback and tight end and be the best thing on the team.
Ain't that the truth? He's seen them full court passes. I love it.
No, they do. Do you want to start with the rant or the question?
Man, whatever. I can do my rant.
All right.
Talking about LeBron, might as well do that. The passionate, too legit rant of the week. Oh, here it is. All right, so there's not a lot going on in sports, so what's everybody talking about? LeBron James. So what do we talk about with LeBron James? We talk about Michael Jordan. Can we stop? I know there's not a lot going on, and that's what everybody's been talking about. Oh, is LeBron better than Michael Jordan? What's he got to do to be better than Michael Jordan? Blah, blah, blah. Just stop. LeBron James still has like 7 or 8 more years left to play.
Oh, you think 8?
Hey, it's a round number, man. Whatever. It could be 5. It could be 8. I mean, he's in his 14th season. Does he look like he's slowing down at all? Not really. I could see 2, maybe 3 more years at a very high level. And then after that, man, it wouldn't surprise me to see LeBron James playing not a backup role, but a non-superstar type role. Yeah. Dishing out assists all over the place. He could be the best point guard in the league if he wanted to. I'm just saying. I'm not talking about his greatest. What I'm talking about is stop with the Jordan thing, okay? I know he went to 6 championships. I know LeBron's like, what, 3 and 4 or whatever?
Three and four right now.
Could be 4 and 4. Could be 3 and 5. Whatever. But he's not done yet. So that's my only thing. Like, I can't stand this right now. He's not done. It's easy to talk about somebody who's still playing and you could see their blemishes every single night. People forget more about Jordan's career. The bad stuff. The first 5 years when he was still a great player, but he wasn't winning titles. He was losing to the Bad Boy Pistons. People forget about that. People forget about
had to go through a growing pain the same way LeBron did.
Yes.
They all do.
But his career isn't over yet. And that's the only thing. Like, I'm just tired. People like Nick Wright who are like, LeBron's already past Jordan. I think that's a little. I'm one of the biggest LeBron fans. I think that's a little far fetched at this point. Do I think? But then I can't stand the people, and I think you're one of them. I can't stand the people who are like, LeBron can never pass Jordan.
He can't. And I'll tell you why when you get done.
You know why you can't? Because you have a nostalgia love for Jordan.
No, no, no. That's not it. I'll tell you why.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Here's why he's going to never pass Jordan. All right? Jordan is the greatest player I have ever seen personally to play the game.
Okay.
Okay? That's my thoughts. LeBron is one of the best to ever play the game. One of the best. He's the best of our generation. I personally, I am telling you right now, stop the comparison to Jordan. Because it's not a fair comparison to individual. Jordan didn't do the stuff that LeBron did with the passing, different things. LeBron will never do the killer instinct the way Jordan did. Just won't happen.
It's not him. He's a pass first person. He's magic. And that's fine. He's magic.
A better comparison would be Magic Johnson. So if you really compare the two, that's who you need to compare.
So if you think he's better than Magic?
No.
He doesn't have five titles. I know
that. No. It's different for me, though. I've seen these guys play.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron is one of the best. The problem with LeBron, to me, it always will be, is because he'll play in a series where he lets his foot off the gas. Where he doesn't destroy it. Like, game, set, match, it's over.
Right. Sure.
Now, he's had some games, like against Boston, 46, 15, and 10. That's great. But I'm talking about it shouldn't get to a game six sometimes. It should be over in five. You know, like the Boston series, they just did. They were up by, they won a game by 46 points.
And then lost.
And then lost IT, their Boston's best player, in game three.
But doesn't
then
that,
what do? They go to game three and lose.
But doesn't that show you that, like, that's how great he is, that, like, if he has an off night, his team can't even win with him just having a barely off night.
And I'm not saying he's not a great player, but what aggravates me about LeBron, and people think I'm a LeBron hater. I'm not. I actually hate LeBron loses games he has no business losing. Look at the regular season, right? They had no business tying with the Boston Celtics, who were number one seed in the East.
They didn't care.
No business.
They didn't care.
It doesn't. No, you should care. And
why
that's
should
the
he
problem.
Care about the regular season?
You should care.
His
about
legacy is not determined in the regular season. His legacy is determined in the next seven games.
And you want what really, LeBron? I need a day of rest. You get to the playoffs, I've got too much rest. It's like, dude, that is the problem with LeBron James.
He is very contradictory.
That is my problem with LeBron James.
That's completely fine.
A player, he is one of the best players. Now, I've heard somebody say he's barely just in the top 10.
That's insane.
That is not insane because I can understand their thought process.
If you're going to give me, maybe in killer instinct,
players. No, listen. You forget how great some of these players were.
We don't forget.
No, we do. We do. We forget. We think in this country, in this world, shiny and new is better than old. Some people do.
But
LeBron's not
shiny and new. He's 14 years
compared,
into the league.
Compared to Charles Barkley, okay? They are, I'm saying, people don't realize how great some of these players were 20 years ago.
I agree.
Some people.
I agree with you.
A lot of people look at LeBron and say, oh, yeah, he's better. No questions. Here's the thing I hate. People will come at me and say, well, there's no way Jordan's better than LeBron. Have you ever watched a game of Jordan? No. Then you have no debate. Yeah. What are you coming to me telling me?
Hey, I watched
LeBron
Jordan against Utah in them finals. Some of my first memories of basketball.
But some people will say, I will not watch Jordan play, but you don't say LeBron's better. I'm like, dude, go watch Jordan the tapes when Jordan played.
Jordan was, I mean, this is a dumb thing. Jordan was great. We know that. I just have a problem with the untouchableness of it.
Well, to me, there's no questions, hands down. Stop arguing with me about it.
Oh, and I'm not, and like I said,
not
we're
you,
not
but
arguing.
Some people.
And that's what I'm trying to say. Like, I don't like that people keep trying to do this when LeBron's still playing. Well, I can't wait to be 60 and listen to 30-year-olds argue about who was better, LeBron or Jordan.
They will sit 4 years into the league when he won the first title. Is LeBron better than Jordan? Because that's what we do.
Yeah, and I understand
Jordan Spieth won his first his first Tiger title. Woods? Is he bearing Tiger? I remember sitting in a show and people yelling at me for. I was like, let him play.
Anyway, so to wrap up the rant,
right.
Just hold off, man. It's fun. It's fun. Because, look,
it's not fun anymore. Hearing the Jordan LeBron thing, it cringes my stomach.
And that's what I'm saying. It's a little played out. And especially because that's all that they've been. Because the playoffs have been so bad, that's all anybody's been talking about. LeBron James is great. Michael Jordan's great.
But I'm going to tell you, here's what bothers me about it. Enjoy what you see right now. Just shut up and enjoy the series.
I think that's my biggest thing is when it comes to the MJ and LeBron thing, and it becomes this like LeBron bashing thing, and it's like, he's still like the best player in the league. Like, don't give me the Steph Curry thing. No. Don't give me the Kevin Durant. He is the best player in the league, and it has been for the past 10 years.
And I honestly, a lot of people, Jordan is more and Kobe are more alike, right? Yes. Because of their game.
Colin Cowherd, listen to Colin Cowherd,
like LeBron.
Colin Cowherd explains it the best, and this is the best way I can do it. So, you know, shout out Colin Cowherd, Fox Sports Radio, all that junk. Listen, he explained it this way. Michael is McDonald's, and LeBron is Starbucks, okay? They're both geared towards fast service. They just produce two different items.
Right.
And they can't really be compared, but they can still both be great. I think that's my biggest thing with it, is it becomes like people who say LeBron's better already or is going to be better, that then Jordan's like this bum all of a sudden. Or Jordan's better and there's no way LeBron can ever say, well, LeBron sucks. It's like, no, that's not it.
Listen, I don't think LeBron sucks, but...
I'm fine with the fact that you want to say Michael can't be beat. I'm okay with that. I'm perfectly fine with Michael can't be beat. There's no... I don't know. I guess because I'm younger and I know more of LeBron, it's easier for me to talk about LeBron because I know him better. Did I watch Jordan play? Yes. But have I watched almost every single meaningful game of LeBron James's career? Yes. And he just resonates with me more.
Okay.
They're just two different players. But what I'm saying is, let's let it breathe. If in 4 years... And LeBron wants to retire, we want to talk about it then, I think that's better. But for right now, I'm done. Can we agree that you and I, we're done with this?
Right.
We're done. I'm done.
If he goes three and seven in the finals, that's a black eye. Right?
Sure is.
No matter if he wins another title or not, it's going to be looked at as you lost so many times in the finals.
What if he goes 7-3?
He goes 7-3. Well, he can't go 7-3.
7-4.
Okay.
Like 7-4.
If he goes 7-4, it's still going to be a black eye because you lost four times. Now, because
I mean,
he just is because you look. Listen, a lot. I'm going to get bashed when I say this. Him and Kobe are close to me. Uh-huh. Like, I can see, and I don't argue with people. If people go Jordan, Bill Russell, because I go Jordan, Bill Russell as the two greatest. And then everybody else. You know, kind of like NFL quarterbacks. You got your tops, and then you get people after that.
Yeah.
But to me, it's LeBron, or not LeBron, Jordan, Bill Russell, and then Kobe and LeBron, probably. I mean, they're just more, to me, about the same.
Yeah.
As far as best. But, you know, it's just me.
I look at it more
I ain't argue with people if they're putting them in top two.
I look at it more as what they actually do on the court in terms of rebounding, steals, blocks. I look at it from that perspective more. And I'm only talking about from the Kobe LeBron thing. I'm not talking about MJ. I'm talking about Kobe LeBron. I think LeBron's better than Kobe just because LeBron is better. I think LeBron is better at basketball than Kobe Bryant was.
But if you go, and here's the problem with today's generation than 10 years ago or 20 years ago. Today is more the triple-double era than it was 10 years ago when Kobe played. Because you can't tell me Kobe wouldn't have got a triple-double. If he really wanted to get a triple-double, Kobe would have got a triple-double every night.
I got you.
In 30 years ago, if Jordan wanted a triple-double, he would have got a triple-double. I mean, if he really wanted... If that was his focus. I just think back then, people didn't look at getting 10, 20 rebounds and getting a triple-double thing.
The last thing I'm going to say is just enjoy greatness.
Right. Enjoy the
just
series.
Just enjoy watching it.
To me, it's so much argument and... It's just enjoy LeBron right now.
Yeah.
Because he's on the back end of his career. You said 7 or 8. I'm saying three.
Yeah. A really, if he's done in 5 years, you're going to be watching what? The tail end of Kevin Durant's career?
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I was asking earlier.
Yeah,
about
who's taking over
who's
this
gonna
league?
Who's going to take the league over? I can't see it being Steph. Mm-mm. I can't, because he doesn't. I like Steph, but I can't see it being Klay Thompson. I can't see it being Durant. I can't see it being Westbrook.
It can't be a guy it's on not a team be Harden. Full of superstars.
It's,
it can't be.
No, it's not going to be Harden.
It could be Harden.
It's not going to be Harden. It's not going to be Harden. Dude, he disappears every playoff
series. I think he was burnt out.
But
we're getting off track. We're getting way off track.
Yes,
we're getting way off track.
But my point is, there's nobody that is in the league right now that I see taking it.
No, me
and
either.
Take it next level. I always thought Andrew Wiggins might be. But, dude, the way – I'm not –
and I'm just
going to
say this. Giannis Antetokounmpo is really good.
Yeah.
But he ain't ever going to take – but he's in Milwaukee. And second of all, it's hard to be the face of the league when 80% of the people who watch it can't say your name. Good we're good just, thing we call him the Greek freak.
I just call him Greek freak.
And I call him Honest now I can't even say Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Giannis.
It's Giannis Antetokounmpo. Anyways. So what are we doing? We doing questions now?
But yes, anyway, that's your rant of the week.
Yes,
thank
it
you
is.
For that great rant.
Which is funny, it turned into a comparison, which I was trying to rant that we shouldn't do, which is hilarious.
You say you got questions.
Yes, I got three.
All right, go ahead.
I got three trivia questions for you. They are all NBA Finals related. Are you ready, my man?
Yes.
All right. What college produced three NBA Finals MVPs?
Hold on a second. What college?
What university? It's the only university to spawn three NBA Finals MVPs.
Ever.
Ever.
What university three NBA Finals MVPs? That's a good question.
It is a powerhouse. It's one of the more popular ones, or one of the greatest of all times.
God, I keep wanting to go this direction, but I know it's not. I know it's not.
It's not in North Carolina.
No, I know it's not North Carolina. I was thinking Northeast. I wanted to say UConn, but I know it's not.
Nope.
Indiana?
Nope. Think Midwest. Or
it is Midwest.
Okay, yeah, it's in that area, I guess. It's really close to Indiana.
Shoot. All right, let me think. It's not Ohio State.
Rock, Chalk.
Kansas.
Kansas. Rock, Chalk, Jayhawks. Can you think of the
finals?
Can you think of three? Who the three are?
All right, it's not Nene Manning.
No.
He did that in college. Nothing NBA. Oh, gosh, he's going to kill me. Of course, shoot me now. Not Big O. God.
Wow.
Why can I not think of his freaking name right now? Not Wayne Selden.
No. The Truth?
Yes, Paul Pierce.
Paul Pierce.
All right. Who else?
Wilt Chamberlain. Come on, man.
Shoot me.
And the other one's JoJo White.
JoJo White. All right, yeah.
All right.
The great JoJo White.
Yes, NBA Finals.
Who you can see in Charlotte July 2nd in the Big 3 tournament. No, he's not playing.
Is he not?
No.
I do want to go to that, though. We should go to that.
Oh, I'm going.
The Big 3.
I got tickets. Dude, I'm going. I'm going to see. Have you seen the roster?
I know Iverson. There's a lot of them.
Let me pull up the roster while you ask me.
All right. Question. So my second question is, who holds the record for most points in a single quarter in the NBA Finals?
Who holds the scoring
record in a quarter? Most points in a quarter in the NBA Finals.
That would be. That's a good question. It's not MJ.
Uh-uh. I left MJ out. It's too obvious.
Yeah, it's not MJ. Yeah, that's too easy. AI?
No.
Because I'm thinking Lakers. Kobe.
Nope, but it's 25 points.
In a quarter?
In a quarter.
Oh, man. It's not a spur.
Nope.
I'm gonna hate myself when I don't think of it. It's not Malone.
Nope. That's a good guess, though.
dude, it's got to be the last 20 years. Last 10?
No. Older.
Older and, well, holy cow. Think, I'm going to go.
Think late 80s, early 90s.
Vinnie Johnson, microwave.
Nope. It would be Isaiah Thomas.
I was close. I got a Pistons team.
All right, last question. Elgin Baylor holds the records for most points in an NBA Finals game. It's with 61 points. But how many rebounds did he have in his 61-point game?
Elgin Baylor? 10.
22.
He had 22?
61 and 22. All right, so my last question is more of a topical question, and we kind of touched on this person in the first segment, if you go back and listen to it. Has anybody ever fell so hard and fast as Tiger Woods? I mean, to be the best, the absolute best, to nothing. To, I mean, literally a car accident. And it's over. Because it's been over.
It's been over for a while.
A long time. And then this morning, with the DUI, you're like, seriously? I mean, every comeback is like, and that's how great he is. Every time he steps on a golf course, people are like, is he back? Is he going to win? Is he going to be able to hit these majors? They're like, dude, he can't even finish a round.
Who did we talk about? We talked about somebody that we saw the failure. That happened. Tim Lincecum for the Giants.
Yes, that's a good comparison.
Tim Lincecum was really great. And then downhill.
His arm gone.
We talked about this 6 months ago, I thought, on the show. There was somebody else. NBA. Allen Iverson could be another one. I mean, dude, he was really great. And then tail end of his career, where did it go?
Yeah.
I mean, Stephon Marbury was really good. Kenny Anderson, when he was at Georgia Tech, went to NBA. Jason Kidd had a good career.
And now he's coaching, so he's still.
Lance Armstrong? No.
I mean, that's a good comparison. I mean, the doping, but then you kind of realize he was cheating the whole time, right. So it doesn't really work out the same way. But you're right, like
A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez, why not?
No, I mean that's a good one too.
Think about
like
how
that.
Great he was, and then he fell off the face of the earth. He got suspended, of course, but he was never the same.
I like. Your Tim Lincecum,
but
thing.
Tim Lincecum that's, really that's to me really,
because you're talking about what he won like two, he won Cy Young,
yep,
won the World Series. I think he was the MVP of the World Series. Dude, he just had nasty stuff.
Oh, Daryl Strawberry. Think about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, how great Doc Gooden with the Mets? Those two. I mean, because they were really great, dude. And
what about CM Punk? Think about it. Top of the game.
I know.
Top of the game in professional wrestling. Then you were like, okay, I'm done. You had all the beef back and forth. So you had the controversy. Then you go to UFC. You get annihilated. And now you're on a reality TV show arguing with nobody.
What's he on reality?
Oh, he's on like Champs versus, I don't know. It's one of those like kind of like, it's like, remember the gauntlet from like, Road Rules and Real World Road Rule Gauntlet or something. It's something like that, except it's like professional athletes versus like regular dudes who are on reality TV show. He just got, I mean, into it. This guy was telling it, and it's kind of so funny. You can probably look the clip up and watch it. But this dude's going on at CM Punk like, oh, you couldn't even make it in, you know, your own sport. And he's like, boy, he's considered to be one of the greatest wrestlers of the past, like, what, 10 years? Like, he was the best of the best at one point. He held the championship for a year straight. Like, he's pretty good. But now he's not. Like, he went from, like, best of the best to being, like, nowhere. And on a reality TV show.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But you think about it.
But you know what?
But it ain't Tiger Woods.
But you know what? He's still got AJ.
That's true. He does have AJ Lee.
He's got AJ Lee.
And that's,
so he wins
that's
there.
That's a bonus.
And Tiger had
Lindsey Vonn.
Yeah, for a while.
Lost that too.
Mark Chimera was never that good. Strawberry, I think, is a good one.
Strawberry. I like the Lincecum thing because you're right. Man, it looked like he was going to be a dominant pitcher for like the next. But you know what? Pitchers today have just done that now. I mean, look at Verlander. He was untouchable. Now he's not that great. I actually like Strasburg.
I do like Strasburg.
He struck out like what? Like 15 dudes the other day?
Yeah. What about Mark Vick? Michael Vick.
Michael Vick? Oh, yeah. No, that's a good one.
Think about it.
That's a good one. That is a good one. There's like one in every sport.
Jose Canseco?
Nah.
No.
Because Canseco almost welcomes it.
Tony Harden?
Well, that wasn't her fault.
Well, still, that was.
I can see that one. I like it. But nobody touches Tiger. Nobody. I mean, Tiger is considered to be one of the greatest ever.
Yeah, no.
And now can't even step on a golf course.
Oh, I know who we mentioned one time. Maurice Claret. I mean, dude.
No, superstar in college. Thought he was better than everybody else, then in prison.
Right.
Vince Young.
Leonard Lawrence Phillips.
Yeah.
I mean.
Vince Young. I like Vince Young.
Vince Young, too.
Vince Young, top of the top in college. Number one. I think he was like, what, number one pick, or he was something up there. I'm probably wrong about that off the top of my head. But
Ryan Leaf?
No, because he never did it. Like,
that's true.
He never did it. And see, at least Vince Young, he was productive. I always thought he was given a raw deal because of Jeff Fisher. Because I thought Vince Young was still a good quarterback. He just.
Oh, I agree with you.
I'm on that. I just still think Vince Young, I think he could still be in the league if he didn't get screwed over by Jeff Fisher just because Jeff Fisher didn't like him.
Here's one from Fox Sports. Ron Braun.
Okay.
Think about it.
I have a hard time because it's like the steroids make it seem like that was why you were good.
People ain't like Pete Rose. No, I ain't gonna say Pete Rose because he was good.
Well, no, because there are still people who think that he's like one of the greatest of all time.
Yeah,
he is.
He is.
He had nothing to do with
his
talent.
He's one of the best hitters.
Yes,
Aaron Hernandez.
Oh, that's a good one.
I mean,
that's a good Aaron Hernandez is a good one. And you know what? We might be putting Gronk up there.
Joe Paterno. I mean, do you count Joe?
No, because he wasn't even that great towards the. But you know what? I say no because he just died so quickly afterwards. You know? Like, he just died so fast afterwards.
What about Brett Favre? I mean, towards the end of his career.
Did you talk about that NFC Championship game that he took the Minnesota Vikings to? He still had it. That talent around that team was great. There's none he could
Here's
do.
A coach for you, Jim Tretzel.
Ooh. Ohio State.
Think about it.
Yep. He was, like, supposed to be on his way to the NFL, and then all that stuff went down with the recruiting scandal and the
but
tattoos.
He was supposed to be Nick Saban before Saban in college.
Nick Saban. Les Miles.
Les Miles.
That's a good list. That's a good list. I like that. Aaron Hernandez. I didn't think about that.
Oh, Leon Spinks. There's a boxer for you. Leon Spinks.
Tyson?
Tyson?
Tyson.
Tyson.
Yeah. Top of the world. Throws his mom down a flight of stairs.
Oh, I got another boxer for you. Sugar Shane Mosley. Because he was supposed to be the great next boxer.
See, I don't know. I don't He's know still so much about boxing. Right. So
Sugar Shane.
I mean, I know
Roy Jones
he is.
Jr. Roy Jones Jr., you know who he is, right?
Yes.
Roy Jones, supposed to be one, and he's still fighting at, like, age 50. He got beat by somebody recently.
Yeah.
Gilbert Arenas.
Ooh. Agent Zero.
Yeah.
Like that.
Isaiah Ryder was never that great anyway.
No.
Mike Hampton in baseball. He played for the Braves. He got a big contract over in Colorado.
What about Jason Hayward?
Yeah. That'd be good.
Ryan Howard.
Victor Belfort. UFC.
Mm.
Lamar Odom. He wasn't.
He was so productive at the end of his career.
I hate to say this one. T.O. Chad Ochocinco.
Ochocinco fell off hard.
And T.O. fell off. I'm not going to say Ben Wallace. Rasheen Salaam. Colorado. Sean Kemp. There's one. Basketball. NBA.
And he died, though?
No, he's not dead. He's still.
Oh, who am I thinking? I'm thinking of Len Baez or whatever.
Albert Haynesworth. Think about that one.
That's a good one. But Josie, but I'm trying to add in controversy with their
Vin
name.
Vin Baker?
I don't know who that is. Can't.
Yeah, okay. Well, you
can't. Anyways, all right. Not good. A lot of guys fell off, but
Mike
none of
Tyson,
them.
Ben Johnson, the sprinter.
Mm.
Yeah. On their list, they actually have Mike Tyson 3, Ben Johnson 2, Tiger number 1.
Tiger number 1. Told you. Nobody.
There's going to be nobody. I mean, as popular as Tiger is, nobody's going to be that as big.
If that dude said he was going to play in the U.S. Open next or in a couple weeks, people would be like, can he win
it? Be lined up.
Can he win it?
Yep.
No. Can he make it? He doesn't even make the cuts anymore.
No.
All right.
But, yeah, that's a good one. Let's move into you want the big three. Let me give you the roster for the big three here.
Okay.
Three's Company. Allen Iverson is the captain and player and the coach. DeMar Johnson is the co-captain. Mm. Andre Owens, Mike Sweetney.
Ooh.
Ruben Patterson. Have you seen Ruben Patterson in the last 20 years?
Nope.
Dude, he's like 350 pounds. Three-headed monsters. I'm going to see if you think the same people Big Shot and Mr. 315 picked to win this tournament. Rashard Lewis. Jason Williams. Vanilla Thunder. Kwame Brown. Eddie Basem. And Muhammad Abdul Rauf. And the coach is Gary Payton.
Yeah, that's a good roster.
The Ghost Ballers, Mike Bibby, Coke is the captain. Ricky Davis is the co-captain. Mo Evans, Marcus Banks, and Ivan Johnson, and Iceman George Gervin is the coach.
I love Mike Bibby.
The Ball Hogs, Brian Scalabrine, the Red Mamba.
The White Mamba.
Is it White Mamba?
White Mamba.
All right. Josh Childress, Derek Byers, Rasheed Butler, and Dominic McGuire, and the coach is Rick Barry. The Tri-State, Jermaine O'Neal, Bonzi Wells, Xavier Salas, Lee Nalen, Mike James, and the coach is Dr. J. The Power Team, Corey Maggette, Katino Mobley, Jerome Williams, Deshaun Stevenson, and Moochie Norris. And the coach is Clyde Drexler. The Killer Threes, here you go, Chauncey Billups, Steven Jackson, Reggie Evans, Larry Hughes, and Brian Cook. Ooh. And the coach is Charles Oakley. Then you got the trilogy. Kenyon Martin, Al Harrington, Rashad McCants, James White, and Deion Glover. And the coach is Rick Mahorn.
Dang.
Who you got?
I like Dr. J's team.
You like Dr. J's? You like Jermaine O'Neal, Bonzi
O'Neal
Wells?
Jermaine O'Neal and Bonzi Wells.
Lee Nalen and Mike James?
They got no bench, though.
Where it's a 3-on-3 game.
Yeah.
How much bench you need?
Who was the Clyde Drexler one's really good too.
The Clyde Drexler one?
Yeah.
That was the Power Team. Corey Maggette, Katino Mobley, Jerome Williams, Deshaun Stevenson, and Moochie Norris.
I like that one too.
Who you got?
Probably Dr. J's team. Wait, what? No, I like the one with Bonzi Wells. I just like Bonzi Wells.
All right, so you like the Tri-State, Jermaine O'Neal, Bonzi Wells, Silas, Lee Naylor, and Mike James.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Big Shot and Mr. 315 went with the Killer Threes.
I knew they did.
Chauncey Billups, Steven Jackson, Reggie Evans, Larry Hughes, and Brian Cook.
Coakley
is the coach.
That's a good lineup.
Because
though.
Think about it. Larry Hughes. People forget how great Larry Hughes should have been.
Yeah.
And when he went to Cleveland, they thought he was going to be the running
Plus
mate.
Plus, you said
LeBron.
Kenyon Martin?
Kenyon Martin. No, Kenyon Martin's a different one.
Oh,
but Chauncey Billups, who can still play.
Yeah, dude, Chauncey Billups is good still.
Larry Hughes, Reggie Evans, who can shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And then you add Steven Jackson, who is still in shape and can shoot. The
oh, yeah.
So, there's some. And you got Charles Oakley as a coach, man.
Whew.
There's some good names on this list.
What do you think? You like the AI's team?
The problem with AI's team is hard for me.
I'm like, man.
The problem with me with AI's team, Mike Sweetney and Ruben Patterson, those guys are 350.
And they're old.
They're huge,
and they're
man.
Old.
Mike Sweetney's 48 now.
Yeah.
And if you look at him, he looks like Kelvin Benjamin playing. I'm just saying. He does, man.
Oh, don't hate on KB, man.
Oh, we ain't got to that part
we
yet.
We ain't got there yet.
All right. All right. So anyway, that's the Killers. I just wanted to see what you thought. That's July 2nd.
We should do breakdowns of the tournament. We should do breakdowns of it.
When they're here?
Yeah. All right, are they doing a tournament like every time they go to a new city, or is it
they've
like
got games?
Oh, is it like a round robin and then playoffs type thing?
That's what I saw. I think so.
We should definitely. That should be our thing. We're going to be the number one like analysis of the big three.
What we should do is we should all draw a name of a team out of the hat and keep track of it every week.
Oh yeah, I'm down.
All right, let's go into our top five. Rank your top five quarterbacks.
All right,
and into the season after last season, heading into this season.
All right, so. I won't lie, I didn't really take too much into last season. I did, but I'm more thinking these are going to be the... Just let me do my list. All right, so the top five this week. Number five, I have a tie between Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota. It's amazing that those two actually... They're always going to be compared because they went 1-2. But they're actually both really good. Think about it. They're both really good. Just saying. Are you want me to get my whole five? Or are you?
Well, no. Let's go back and forth. We'll go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
So you got Marcus.
Marcus Mariota and Jameis Winston. Marcus Mariota has yet to throw an interception in the red zone. That's crazy.
I'm not going to put Dak in my top five yet. I need a second season of what he does.
I'm fine with that.
Going into this season, I mean, right now, going into week one of the next season, man, let me go ahead and throw his name, Andrew Luck. Yeah, I'm going to start him number five.
I had him on a milk carton. That's where I got him. He's on a milk carton right now.
Heading into the season, last season he had a 91.8 quarterback rating. I'm going to go with Andrew number five. And the reason I just think he had a good second half of the season finishing the year.
Yeah.
And he's going to head into this season. I think this year he's going to be MVP candidate this year.
I mean, if you're a quarterback and you start the year, you're an MVP candidate.
Well, no, I think he's going to be a strong candidate.
Yeah, I understand. Number four.
He's struggled. You know, he's had his struggle season.
Yeah, It's been rough for him, and it's not him. It's the talent around him. Number four for me is Matthew Stafford.
Okay.
It was lights out last year. I love Matthew Stafford, man. So I went with Stafford. He lit it up last year, and I just don't see a reason why he won't do it again next year. Plus, he's got a couple more weapons.
Number four. No, I like that one. He's got more weapons than I think they got running backs now.
Yep.
I'm going to go Matt Ryan, the MVP from last season. Say what you want about Matt Ryan. And he's got – I mean, come on, dude. You got Julio Jones. Who else you need? You added a tight end.
O.J. Howard.
Yeah.
No, that was Tampa.
I will say this. He's not on my top five, but, boy, he will be at the end of the season. Jameis Winston.
I got James at five.
I don't have him in my top five, but he will be at the end of the season.
He got weapons.
Because you added O.J. Howard and Mike Evans and DeSean Jackson.
DeSean Jackson, who they added, yeah.
They added DeSean Jackson,
the huge possession receiver. Right. They've got the burner, and now they've got this O.J. Howard kid who – he's so big and strong and fast. He's going to be nice.
But going back to Matt Ryan, they added, you know, they got Julio. Uh-huh. They added tight end, so which he's not had since Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah.
He's the MVP from last season. He's got to be in the top five.
He's not for me. But
going into the season, he's got to be.
And not for me.
All right.
Number three, he actually didn't even start at the end of last year. Derek Carr. Derek Carr last year should have been the MVP if he wouldn't have hurt his leg in the last week of the year, or the last couple weeks of the year. Derek Carr was on fire. Dude, he was just very, he just doesn't turn the ball over, make smart plays. He's Tom Brady-esque when it comes to decision making, but he's got legs like well, not as good as Rodgers, but he can move around like Rodgers can. That's my number three, Derek Carr.
I'm going to agree with you. Derek Carr should be number three.
Love it.
Because the kid is amazing. They added beast mode.
I'm not so high on that, but we'll see.
I know. I'm not.
Well, I'm either, really. I'm, that is a wait and see thing.
Yeah.
It really is. I definitely won't be picking him up on my fantasy roster. Go ahead and put that out there.
Who you got number two?
TB12. Just Tyson. Agrees to Tom Brady.
Listen.
Good. He won the Super
Bowl. We both agree with that. All right. We both got him number two. All right. I mean, Tom Brady just won Super Bowl, like you said. And they added Brandon Cooks. Okay. They added Allen, Dwayne Allen from Indy.
And so they got another a new running back, too.
And they added running backs.
Who was the running back that they added?
Oh, no,
but the Brandon Cooks thing alone, you're like, geez, that guy is awesome.
And you kept Edelman.
And Amendola. And I think they kept Chris Hogan.
Yes, they did.
They lost Blunt. They lost Blunt, and they added they added the Gipsley person from Buffalo because they got
Robert
Gilmore
Woods. Gillespie.
That's it. They got him from and he was really good last year. All right, so number one is Aaron Rodgers because I mean look at his playoffs last year. Jeez, he ran into the hottest offensive team in the NFC Championship game. How he beat Dallas, I don't even know. I mean, I'm with you. I know you're a Dallas fan. I'm not a huge Dallas fan. I don't root against them like a lot of people do. But holy cow, how they beat them, I don't even know.
They
a miracle.
Added Rex Burkhead.
Burkhead?
From Cincinnati. Mm. They did add, of course, the defense is better because Gilmore and Coney Ealy. Say what you want.
Yeah, no, Coney Ealy was. I always like Coney Ealy.
So that anyway, that was New England's edition. I went.
Who you got number one? Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah,
I hate it, but for what happened in the playoffs. But dude, what do you expect when you give a guy like that 12 seconds to throw a pass?
He's always going to do it.
He's going to find somebody
every time.
You can't give him time.
The best
you
part
better
is
play good.
The
coverage.
Best part about his greatness is everybody said, dude, he drew that in the dirt. He drew that play in the dirt. Schoolyard style. That's crazy to me. All right, so that's my top five. Rodgers, Brady, Carr, Stafford, and then it's a tie between Winston and Mariota, basically because those two will always be lumped together until one pulls away, and I don't think either one. I think Jameis is ahead right now, and I think this year is going to broad that gap between Winston and Mariota.
I think so. I think so. We'll do top five running backs next week.
All right.
We'll do that as we get closer. OTA started.
Can't give all the football knowledge away yet.
No. But, no, that's a good top five. I do think – who's your sleeper this year?
Team or quarterback?
Quarterback that's not in the top five.
I think
– or who's one of those guys that's not going to be a top ten that's going to be Derek Carr this year?
Honestly, I like Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, you do. You always like him.
I always like Kirk Cousins. I don't trust Cam Newton. Sorry, I don't. Show me. One year doesn't do it.
I'm Cam Newton, yeah, whatever. Listen, I absolutely hate.
Or Eli Manning.
I'm going to throw two names. One, Carson Wentz. What are you going to do with a Alshon Jeffrey, Torrey Smith, and your tight end?
No excuses healthy. For Carson Wentz this year.
And they added running back.
Yep.
So see what he's going to do. And I think the other one, God, who was I? Jameis Winston's already he's going to be an MVP candidate, I think, this year. The other one, Blake Bortles, man. I mean, this is your year. Jared Goff. You know?
Nope.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, watch out. Watch out for Tom Savage in Houston.
You think Tom Savage?
He almost plays the perfect way. He's going to be so boring.
Yeah. And the last thing I'm going to leave you, one other question I want to ask you before we leave. I brought up on the show, me and Big Shot have an agreement. We have a bet going on. Who is going to have more wins this year? Cody Kessler. I can't think of the other name now.
Brock Osweiler? They're on the same team?
No. Shucks. What's the other team? Hold on, I'll tell you. But yes, it was Cleveland. God, if you listen to Thursday's show, you know.
I was in and out.
Not Bradford. Not Mariota. Alex Smith. God, we got a bet going on now. Oh, no, Mike Glennon or Brock Osweiler. Who's going to have more wins?
Glennon, all day.
Yeah, he's saying he's going with Osweiler.
You're crazy.
He's going with Osweiler as being the – because
nope.
I think Cody Kessler's actually –
Mike Glennon's going to win 7 games this year.
I think Mike Glennon's going to be a sleeper and do really well.
That's Mike Glennon, me. I'm telling you, Mike Glennon's going to be a guy, and I know everybody likes to compare things to fantasy. Mike Glennon's going to be a guy that when your starter's on a bye week, you're going to pick up Mike Glennon and start him by the end of the year.
I think long necks will actually have a good season.
I like it.
So you think Bobby Big Shot's wrong?
Yes.
All right.
Big Shot. If you watch this, you're wrong, dude. Brock Osweiler's not even going to start.
Yeah.
He's listed at fourth on the bench right now.
I put no faith in Brock Osweiler.
None.
All right.
Mike Glennon. Like Mike Glennon. I know you like him because he's from NC State.
Anything else?
Nah, man. That is going to do it. I'm glad to be back. That is going to do it for this week of the Rule 3 to Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host. I'm Too Legit.
And, of course, I'm Rocky. Catch us on Thursdays at 2 p.m. and every Monday. Usually we do it later in the day, but we want to do it earlier because of Memorial Day. And a shout-out once again to all those that served and – have a great day.
Till Valhalla.
And you can catch us everywhere. I saw a sign for lemonade. They were the cutest kids I'd ever seen in this front yard. As they handed me my glass, smiling, thinking to myself, man, what a picture perfect postcard this would make of America. It's a high school prom, it's a Springsteen song, it's a ride in a Chevrolet. It's a man on the moon and fireflies in June, a kid selling lemonade. It's cities and farms, it's open arms, one nation under God. It's America.